Triple M News.
Hey there, I'm Joseph Ogilvie. Queenslanders caught breaking the strict social distancing rules will face on-the-spot fines of more than $1,300. That now includes a ban on groups bigger than two people. While PM Scott Morrison has this advice for older Queenslanders.
This is not a compulsion. This is strong advice that people aged 70 and over should stay at home and self-isolate for their own protection.
For other Queenslanders, the only acceptable reasons to go out are shopping for essentials, exercise, work, and medical care. The PM is also promising a bigger stimulus package this week and measures to stop tenants being evicted from rental properties. Briefly in other news, a wild chase through Cairns leading to a 10-hour standoff in crocodile-infested waters has come to an end with a gunman shot dead by police. It started at 4:30 yesterday morning when detectives say he broke into a property before ramming a patrol car, triggering the siege in a mangrove swamp near the city's airport. And in local elections, Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner will get to work on updating the budget to cope with the coronavirus crisis after being voted back into the city's top job. In Townsville, Jenny Hill has been re-elected, as has Jack Dempsey in Bundaberg. At the state by-elections, Labor's Lance McCallum won Bundamba despite a swing against the party, while the LNP suffered a big swing against it in Currumbin, an electorate that this morning remains undecided.